Ma'am, please have some water. I would be most appreciative. Thank you for your canteen. It's still cold. Thank you. No. Thank you. I'll stay here on the floor on my knees. If that's all the same to you, sir. Wait. I recognize you. You're the butcher's apprentice. Yeah. You used to come in every Tuesday and Friday, wasn't it? Ah, the pies. They were your favorite. And you came in on Tuesdays and Fridays because you knew that's when Miss Marjorie would be baking. And the crusts were always, always perfect. Two pale ales on Tuesdays, four on Fridays, right? You were so nice. You used to thank me, always thank me. Every time I brought you food, you thanked me for every pie, every ale that I brought to your table. I always appreciated your manners. Wait, you were never one to talk much, though. I remember that, too. Has it been decided what will be done with me yet? Is that why you're here? Collaborator. Of course. Providing aid and comfort to the enemy. Now, if that's what we're judging everybody on, before they broke me in, all I did was serve them the meat that you and your master helped provide, and I remember you still coming down to the tavern, even towards the end. Well, your uniform still looks a little new, don't you think? I don't mean to be cruel, Butcher. I'm just pointing out, this isn't fair. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. It didn't take them long to break me. Not long at all. Maybe I wasn't loyal enough, or tough enough. I thought I was. Before they began to hurt me, I thought I could take anything. I thought I would die before I gave them anything. Gave them an inch. The commander, he constantly reminded me of what it took. Made me memorize it and recite it, like the recipe for that pie. 5 missed meals, 2 broken fingers, and 3 hard cocks, 1 for each hole all at once. That was, a Friday, if I remember correctly. Were you there? That day? Out in the dining area when they raped me in the back? When they took their time figuring out all the new ways they could make me scream and beg and plead until I was hoarse and I couldn't do anything but sob while they used me? Were you? No, of course that's not what you hold against me. How could you? What kind of a monster would that make you? No. No, it was everything after that. I knew everyone could hear me. All of you. Because he made sure of it. My commander made sure of it. And he did those things to me. Every day. Day after day. He always made sure. He was bored. See? An overly educated man sent to a forgotten unimportant outpost. The man with too much power, too much time on his hands. And he certainly loved the sound of his own voice, loved how clever he was. And he was clever. He took such pleasure in breaking me, scouring away all my pride, all of my resistance. I think the most important lesson that he taught me was that there's really no such thing as loyalty. When even your body betrays you, how can you trust anyone, Butcher? I ask you, how can you trust anyone or trust in anything? Whore, I suppose I am. The commander taught me how to be the perfect whore for him. Purposefully, in front of his men, with his men, in front of town. Taught me everything I needed to know. Do you know how many of our dear patriots outside of these walls I'd sucked off at the commander's orders as a reward for them, as punishment for me, or just for his own amusement? Well, you know. Of course you've heard. Of course you've heard. Of course you have. You're not even bothering to hide that bulge in your pants. I know that look in your eyes when you first came in here. You upstanding, moral men, preparing your excuses for what you're about to do to me. What you're about to do to the spoils of war. You all have that same look. I tell you about it. I see it in that set of your jaw, in the clench of your fists, in the glint in your eyes. Oh, I used to be so full of anger, Butcher, so full of spite and hate, disgust, and men like you. And I hated the commander most of all. Until one day he made good on a promise that he was gonna fuck my ass so sore that I wouldn't be able to sit for a week. He did it to me. He was right. He made me scream louder for mercy, for him to stop, for him to come so it would all be over. Beg for it. Beg him to fill me to the brim, if that's what would make him finally stop. He said to me, as he pounded himself into me harder and harder, he said, "All this time, none of your townsfolk, none of your kin, have ever tried to stop me from defiling you. They haven't even tried. And yet you hate me more than you hate them." And that's what truly broke me, Butcher. He felt it, too. I think he might have heard the sound it made when I broke, like a snap, like a stick or a bone. It was palpable, and when I broke, it made him come so hard. I leaked his seed for hours afterwards, and mixed with my blood, and I think with it mixed also were the last feelings of any loyalty, or friendship, kinship. Y'all watched, and listened, and did nothing. Nothing. So, why should I have bothered resisting? Resisting for what? For who? Why not say what they asked? Words are just words, after all. is mouth noises that lose all meaning when repeated enough times. My voice comes out through my mouth into their ears, and they hear what they want, and I don't remember anything. The commander, in his cruelty, was wise in his own way. After all, through me, the town could see what would become of the rest of their wives and their daughters if compliance wasn't met. If the resistance ever proved to be a real threat. Where did you get that new uniform, though? From those powerful allies to the north who did the bulk of the fighting for you? I'm sorry, but I can't help it. I don't mean to make fun of you. Choke me. That's why you're here. That's what you wanted. And put me in my place, butcher. You want me to make this easier for you? You want me to resist? Please don't do this, butcher. Please. For the first time in 2 years, my bruises have been allowed to heal, and my throat isn't sore from taking so many coughs. I haven't been used like a cum rag. Please don't make me into a fuck doll again. Please spare me. Please don't choke me again. Please don't make me take your huge throbbing cock, please. Something like that sound, right? Or would you rather I just hiked up my dress, spread my legs, and show you my cunt? Show you my wet little pussy. I can spread it open for you like this, so you can see how wet I am for you. I'm so tight, butcher. I can grip you like a fist. I can milk you without having to move anything else, just the insides of me. They made sure to train me. Made sure that I was useful for something. And I could take you to the back of my throat, and you can fuck my face until you spurt all your hot seed down my throat. Commander, he taught me things, butcher. Things that you wouldn't believe. I can bring you right to the brink of an orgasm and keep you there for as long as I'm told. Or I can make you spurt your load across the room, all over my chest, or right into my mouth, without losing a single drop. Can get you rock hard again, and you can fuck me some more, fuck me until your hips are sore and aching and locked up from exertion, and fuck me until your balls are so drained that it'll fucking hurt. Or would you like something else? Like just a soft, simple peasant girl taken in by your uniform, hoping you could spare her, see her for the gentle young woman she is. They let me clean up before you arrived. I must look the part still, even now. Yeah, my dress is untorn, my hair, they brushed it, and maybe you could see parts of me that are unspoiled, untouched, unbroken. Parts worth saving. Maybe I am insane now. Maybe that's the only rational thing I could do. Rational thing I could be. To get through the day. Through the war. But so many others died. I didn't. You spent your time keeping your head down and on your knees, just as much as anybody did. But now, you're in that uniform with a rank you just received, and a prisoner to do with as you please. And you get to pretend that you didn't. Besides, your cock is still hard. You can hit me all you want, and it won't change the fact that it's true. Right. All right, Butcher. Let's get on with it. No, please. Please. No, you don't have to hurt me. Oh my god. What are you doing with your mouth? No, 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 no. Please go faster. Oh my god. Don't. I'm sorry, Butcher. I understand. I promise you, I understand. If I want to breathe, then I do it around your cock. Okay. Starting now. Please don't tell me to do that. Not like this. I can't. He made me do it so often. Please. Yeah, I want to do it, but I don't. I don't. Really, Butcher, don't you understand? Don't you get it? Please. Please. Touch myself. Fuck myself with my fingers until I come. Just please, 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 please just let me breathe, okay? Please, please. Okay, I'm touching myself. Oh, Butcher, oh my god, please, please, no, I can't, okay, I don't know, I feel, okay, you keep joking me, but please, let me breathe sometimes. My fingers smell so good at me. Don't you see me doing it for you? I'm doing whatever the fuck you want, okay? You really don't have to, you know. I'm still such a good fellow. And jerking off, is this what you would do? yes, this fucking feels good. It feels good. Can you hear what my kind is? Coming to you, you're gonna go to hell. You're gonna fucking. I don't like that. I'm not. Faithless, degenerate, cock-hungry, or the collaborator. What more do you want from me, Butcher? Why? Why that? Did you do that? You're no better than him. Do you understand that? You'll all be no better than him. Oh. Fuck you. Shove me around all you want. I don't fucking care. I won't lift my ass up to you. I won't. I fucking won't. You can't fucking make me. You can't make me. Climb on top of me. No, wait, please use your dirt for it, please. Did you get what you wanted, Butcher? Like you reclaimed me for queen and country? Or that you showed him, huh? Or that you sure showed me? I had 2 years of worse. And he was far, far more clever than you. And I'm sure you'll try and learn. I'm sure you and your comrades are gonna reacquaint me with the taste of the local seed. I'm sure I'll spend a long time in the cell before they kill me or let me go. But you people, you aren't clever. And I learned to take my comforts where I can. So take care, Butcher. Till next time, I'm sure.